Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Lord knows it's so sincere. I gave my heart to you. But when my problems disappear,
where do I go? Which way to turn? Preacher man said hell is hot and I wanna burn.
I listen to learn all of my steps. I'ma get the letter away.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Walking His Wave Impact Voice. I'm your host, Furman Jackson, broadcast you live once again from my hometown, my city of Mobile, Alabama. And I have a special guest here on the broadcast this evening, a man that I've been known since early 2000s. This man is a walking testimony, a living testimony, from his background to where he is today. You're going to be amazed. I hope those who are listening in will be able to get some inspiration, some motivation. No matter where you come from, God can always bring you out. I'm going to be able to bring my guest in for the next 30 minutes, Mr. Gregory Moore. Welcome to Walking the Way Impact Voice, sir.
What's up, man? What's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, my brother. Thank you, man, for taking time out to be the schedule, man, to be a part of the broadcast. I know you're a busy man. And like I said, I want the viewers to know your testimony, where you came from, to where you're at today, and the mic is yours.
Well, you know, I grew up in the projects of Happy Hill, upbringing, you know, was good. Mom was good. Community was good. You know, people was good. Had a lot of fun in the projects of Happy Hill, but it was some ups and downs, you know, some highs and lows, but, you know, God, he brought me through it, you know. But once again, I had a good time in the project of Happy Hill. Love the people out there. Just was an awesome time. But like I said, it was some highs and lows, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can imagine, I know, Happy Hill. I'm not from there, but I know that it's well-known around within the Mobile and Pritchard areas, known for, you know, high violent crime within the black community. But in them times, you know, you say you're having good times, but the times of the struggle, I mean, you may, you know, seeing, you know, friends may getting killed, going to jail. But that experience, what made you change your life from that type of environment to where you're at today?
Well, trouble, man. Got in trouble. Me and my big brother got in some serious trouble, you know. Caught a murder case, and made me change, you know. Matter of fact, I beat the murder case, ended up going back out into the project of Happy Hill, catching a robbery case. And that second time, you know, when I went back in into the jail system, I gave my life to Christ Jesus, you know, started preaching the gospel while I was saved. Just needed a change, man. I needed something different, you know. I was going to either be in prison for a very long time or dead. And, you know, I chose Christ, you know, and that's the best thing I ever done was to give my life to Jesus Christ.
Awesome, and that's good that you made that change. And all you had to do is make that acceptance. I know that type of environment. And I work within the jail system at Mobile County Metro Jail Correction Office. I see a lot of young men coming through there, you know, left and right. It become a revolving door within the community, especially among us as African-Americans, more of us being incarcerated than ever. And it's been seeing a lot of young men who are being incarcerated and a lot of them fighting for their lives right now. But what advice can you give to a young man who may be going down that path of destruction, because we know by the Bible said the wages of sin is death. So what advice can you give a young man who may be experiencing that type of environment?
Well, you got to give God an opportunity. You got to give God a chance, you know. You got to try something different, you know, something new. That way ain't working, man. If it ain't working, you got to be willing to turn from sin, turn to God, give God an opportunity, give him a chance to show you something different, you know. I needed something different, you know. I needed some better, you know, than what I was experiencing. So what I would tell them to give God the opportunity, give give Jesus the opportunity to show you something new, man. He got big things waiting on you. He got great things, great opportunity. He'll restore your mind. He'll give you a brand new life come with Christ, man. So if I had to tell any young man out there who's struggling right now, my words to them would be, give God an opportunity to show you something new, you know. If you never give him the opportunity to show you something new, you'll never know. You'll never know the power of God, the love of God, the vision and purpose of God that he has planned for your life. So my words would be, give God the opportunity to show you something different, something fresh, something new. And he want to do it. He created us for a purpose, for a reason, for a cause bigger than the streets, you know, bigger than violence, bigger than failure, you know. So if I can tell any young man anything, give God the opportunity to show you something great, something better, something bigger than where you're at.
And then that's awesome. And like I said, he'll reach you right where you're at. And I know, like I said, I know you've been on the ministry field for a long time, and then you're still going strong within the ministry. What is the highs and lows of ministry? A lot of people think ministry is the glance and glory. No, the glance, the spotlight. But behind the scenes of ministry, what's the challenges behind the scenes of ministry? So people want to get the concept, oh, I could do that, I could do that. But ministry is something sacred from God.
Yeah, man, you know, you got to be willing to hang in there, you know. You get in God, man. I mean, you don't want to turn back, man. You get in God, but the highs and lows is, you know. You know, people giving you a chance, you know. People giving you an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to show, you know what I'm saying, show, you know, Christ, you know what I'm saying, open the door for you, you know, but for walking with him, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it's an awesome thing to walk with Christ, man. I mean, hanging with Christ, man, is the best thing ever, you know, but, you know, getting out there, doing your own thing, you know, creating your own environment, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people you come up with, you know, they'll lead you, man, they'll tell you, you know, they're going to give you opportunity to speak or to do something. But in reality, you know what I'm saying, man, you know, we could be selfish, you know what I'm saying, and so you got to be willing to do your own thing, you know, prison ministry, on the corner, wherever you can find opportunity to speak the word of God, you know what I'm saying, do it, you know what I'm saying, do it. Anywhere, you know, on the side of the road, you know, in a ditch, anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But do it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you know, people forget about you. You know, they'll forget about you. You know, you come up with them. You know, you can hold hands with them. You pray with them. But, man, they'll forget about you, you know, when they get their own. So you got to be willing to create your own. You know, it's a lot of channels out there, a lot of opportunities to share the gospel, you know what I'm saying? You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got all these different things, you know what I'm saying? Just go for it, you know what I'm saying? Have faith, you know what I'm saying? Push yourself, you know what I'm saying? Go push yourself, you know, to become great, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to take, you know, matter of fact, God will give you the vision. He'll give you the idea, you know what I'm saying? He'll put it in you, you know what I'm saying, and let you know what to do.
That's true, and I'm a big believer in that because, you know, he gave us that comforter, you know, the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us in all things. And the scripture I think about is Jeremiah 29:11 when he said, I know the thoughts. You know, the key word is I know the thoughts. That's the master. That's the creator. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, and that's way better than what man can say.
Amen. 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 You're right about that, man. So, you know, fall in love with God. You know, allow God the opportunity to show you what you're supposed to be doing. So the struggle won't be hard. You know, it'll be easy. You know, walking with the Lord. You know, it become light. You know, he said my yoke, his yoke. You know, his yoke is not heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. You know what I'm saying? Walking with the Lord. So you know, give him the opportunity to show you what to do. But you got to be willing though step out, you know what I'm saying, in faith, you know what I'm saying? That's the key. He cannot help you unless you be willing to step out in faith and allow him the opportunity to work through you.
That's right, and I agree with you 100%, my bro. And on that note, with I know you've been doing Facebook Live lately with your ministry and stuff like that. How did that all come about with doing Facebook Live on a regular with the ministry?
I had a young man who worked with me, came to me, wanted to have a Bible study, asked me did I know any men, Bible study that was going on, and God put it in my heart to open up my home and, you know, let them in. And we had a men Bible study. Then it went from a men Bible study to me going live. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it all happened, unfolded. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way that happened. That's the way that went down. You know. So I'm doing it now every Monday from 7:30 p.m. From here to God tell me this. But he asked me about my wife, man, my queen, man. What's up with that? You know how I met her and stuff. What he asked me about that, you know?
I'm going to get into that. I know you married to a doctor. Married to a doctor and everything. And how did that all come about? With your background, now you're married to a doctor. How did that all come about?
Well, you know, I met in church. See everything God has for you in him, man. I met in church, you know. I told my homeboy, Gilbert Terrell Dunson, we used to call him Ghetto D. I told him I was going to marry that girl. And God showed it to me. He showed me everything she was going to become, you know. In fact, my mom ended up getting her phone number, you know, and, you know, to call her when she joined church, you know what I'm saying? And I told my mom, I said, Mom, tell that young lady, you know what I'm saying? I like her, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was all the plan of God, you know what I'm saying? But you'll never know what God has for you unless you get in God, see? If I wouldn't have never got in God, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have never phoned God in while I was incarcerated. And then, you know, God had a man of God waiting on me, Pastor Joseph Johnson from Mount Heaven Baptist Church, one of the, you know, greatest man on this side of the on earth, you know what I'm saying, gave me an opportunity, you know, loved on me, you know what I'm saying, like no other man ever loved on me, you know what I'm saying, became a father figure. But I met her in church, and what was so great about it was her parents knew. I told her parents everything. I told her parents, you know, I had caught a murder case, I had dropped out of school, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was unproductive. I wasn't fit for nothing, you know what I'm saying? And they already
Oh, we had technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back on the airway, so we just take a moment, just hold up.
Where do we go?
Oh, go. He was back on the back. Go ahead, Greg.
Sorry about that phone drop, man. Sorry about that. But they already knew. They told me God had told them everything before I told them. See, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So mm-hmm. God ordered that, man. He directed that. He showed me everything. And that's the God we serve. He'll show you things. You know what I'm saying? That to come. So, you know, been married now for 16 years. You know, everything great, you know, everything lovely, you know what I'm saying? Everything beautiful, man. So, you know, that's what time it is.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And it's good to see a man with his family. And I look at, you know, your Facebook page, you show your family off. And that's good for a man who's not ashamed of his family. You know, you got a lot of brothers, man, who married, but they're like, they single on social media. What would you say to a brother like that who's married, but you know, they want to show like they single on social media?
Well, you know, man, I mean, you know, come on, man, you know. You know, when you marry somebody, you know, first you have to be committed to Christ, man. See, I'm committed to Christ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love God, so through loving God, it's easy for me to love my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I love him, man. You know, I don't want to disappoint him. You know, I don't want to make him, you know, feel bad. So, you know, for me, you know what I'm saying, love my wife is easy because I love Christ. But, man, listen, I ain't going back to mama house, man. You know, I got, man, I'm sitting in a 6-bedroom home, 5-bathroom, Alabama man cave. Kids got their own playroom, big backyard, big front yard. Wife got her own office. You know, I go to the refrigerator, man, anytime I want to. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I do what I, you know what I'm saying? I'm the king, man. I can't go back to mama house. You know what I'm saying? I can't lose that girl. God gave me her, man. The Bible said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. That word good means beneficial, man. It means profitable. She profitable to me, man. That girl... Man, look here, man. Hey, I got mine. What, how they be saying Beyonce? I got mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm all right. I got everything, man. You know what I'm saying? And the power of God, man, he keep things fresh, man. He keep things new. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, man, I can't afford it, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford to chance it. I can't afford to lose what God gave me. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Then the Bible says he attained favor, man. I got favor, man. I got favor with God and man. You understand what I'm saying? And I know it, man. I ain't smart enough, man. You know what I'm saying? To figure this thing out on my own, man. I need God direction. I need God provision. I need God insight. I need God 24/7, man. I have experienced the lows, man. When I went in God, man, I caught a murder case. You know, I dropped out of school, you know, smoking weed, you know what I'm saying, selling dope, you know what I'm saying, homeless, you know what I'm saying, at one point in time. It wasn't because of my mom. It was because I wanted to be disobedient. So I know the pitfall, man. When you come from the dirt, man, and you get into the riches of God, man, I'm too far in God to go back, man. I'm too far in God to play around, man. I'm too far in God to lose what He done gave me, man. I got to walk my cheer down the aisle, man. I ain't gonna be the dad on the sideline, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be in the game, you know what I'm saying? Listen, that girl is a blessing, man. You understand what I'm saying? She sent from God, man. I value her, man. If God give you something, you know God gave it to you, you're supposed to value it, man. I mean, listen to me, bro. Listen, I'm straight, man. Listen, I, if you got a good woman and you know she good and you know she's sent from the Lord, stop playing around. You know what I'm saying? Be a man. You know what I'm saying? Be the man that God called you to be. Love that woman like God say love, like God love the church, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, don't get me started on this thing, cause man, Furman, man, look, man, I love that girl with everything in me, man. I ain't got nothing. I don't even know how to play no more, man. You understand what I'm saying? God took it out of my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. That's amazing.
I don't even know what to do no more. You feel me, bro?
And I'm glad you said it. I see.
I don't got no game no more. Only game I got, you know, it's chasing her. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know,
amen.
Man, I'm too afraid, man. I got to feel God in my heart, man. I'm afraid, man. I love God. Man, listen, I can lose everything
in with a stupid charge, man, and I choose not to lose it, bro. Look, man, I ain't no better than no other man. I just choose to die daily and give God the opportunity, give God the permission to rule and reign in my heart, man. I'm straight, man. So, but some folks ain't there yet, you know what I'm saying? So I pray that, you know what I'm saying, they'll realize that God gave them that woman, man, and that woman is she's a good thing, and she's profitable, but she's beneficial, man. So, hey, Furman, I understand that, and I thank God for giving me the ability, the mindset to understand that, because I was lost, man. I was lost, bro, but now I'm phoned. You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, I was lost, bro, but now I'm phoned, bro. I was lost, man. When I say lost, man, he had my mind, man. He has restored my mind, man. You understand what I'm saying? Man, listen, man. You know, like I said, the hood was good, man. We played marble, we played hide and seek, you know. We played basketball, football, you know. We was a brotherhood, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, man, Happy Hill will be forever, man. You know, I got brothers, man. I love them, man, until death do us apart. But you know what I'm saying? I needed a change, man. You know what I'm saying? You could be somewhere, you can love it, but then at the same time, you can hate it because, you know what I'm saying, the environment, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It had good and it had bad. But see, God environment is just good, bro. You know what I'm talking about? It's good. You know, ain't no bad. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, coming up, you know, me and my dad got a great relationship now, man. He a man of God. You know, he's singing in the choir. He's doing all that stuff. But, man, when you're coming up and you don't know what I'm saying? You don't know, you know, your dad like you're supposed to know him. You know what I'm saying? It can be a struggle. But I thank God for restoring, you know what I'm saying? Our relationship in our latter days is better than our former days, man. So all that stuff, man, came in that environment, man. The highs was the basketball, the football, the playing marbles, you know what I'm saying? Playing, gambling. We used to gamble, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. It had some fun to it, but it also had some bad to it, you know. Seeing, you know, one of my partner getting killed, you know, in front of me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the stuff I went through, the pain I brought on somebody's family, man, you know what I'm saying? So I live today to bring glory to God, man, and thank God give me an opportunity, and I hope the family who we hurt will hear good news about the things I'm doing, and they'll be, you know what I'm saying, happy about it, you know what I'm saying? So, bro, I'm just in God, man. I'm just in God, man. Real talk. I'm in God,
awesome,
man. I'm all in.
You all in, too, right? I'm all in. All the way in. I appreciate it. I am 100%. I love your passion, your drive, and you still going strong. And I appreciate you for doing going strong.
Listen,
but I've been knowing
man,
you
I
for.
Ain't stopping. I started, man. Listen, I knew you were gonna be this. I knew you were gonna be this, bro. You always had this interview mentality, man. Question, want to know, man. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm pulling for you. This is just the beginning of something great for you. God got better for you, man. You going, hey, y'all get with my boy Furman. Get every Monday when he come on. You know, come on and support him because this is a great man of God. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I love you, man. I thank God for you too, bro.
I love you too, man. I thank God for you too, and I thank God for lining across paths again, because it was him. I know we lost contact through the years,
Amen.
But look how he lined across paths again.
Amen.
It was all him. So
yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You keep doing what you're doing and lighting the airways up, you know, taking it to the next level within the ministry. And especially taking it to that next level. You know, David started, but, you know, Solomon had to take it on to the next level. So we know that God is doing great things. Well, ministry-wise, I know – ministers, pastors, they all in the word. But I know you like to have a good time. You into sports. You got your swag going on. So let them know that you still can have a good time. A lot of people think pastors think, oh, they don't have no fun.
Man, come on, man. See, that's what I tell the young men. See, I like Jordans, man. I still watch. I like True Religion.
You know, I like gold. You know what I'm saying? God ain't tripping. God wants us to have the best. It's a misconception out there, you know, thinking that you got to be dull. No, man. Man, read the Bible, man. Man, listen. God got streets of gold, man. Matter of fact, God created us. Look how awesome we are. Look, man, look at the trees, the birds, the sky, the sun, the moon. You know what I'm saying? Look at creation, man. God working through man to build stuff, man. That's God, man. Listen, bro. Listen, God wants you to have fun in him. Listen, I go to football game. My little brother play ball on Sunday. You know, I don't feel convicted. You know, listen, you know, I dance. Me and my wife dance. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to get too personal, but I don't be listening to no gospel when I'm trying to come on to her, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know, right? God ain't. God ain't upset with that. He just don't want us to be in sin. You know what I'm saying? He don't want us to be taken advantage of by the devil. But man, I got a Mercedes Benz, man. Look clean, bro. But look, I want something bigger than that. Cause I want to sign for God. You know what I'm saying? The devil got folks signing for him, but God want us to sign for him. See what I'm saying? God want us to have the best. You know what I'm saying? For the world can see that, look, you can be in God and have riches. You can be in God and be saved at the same time. The only thing about it is, the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? But see, you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. But get what? You can gain the whole world and be in God at the same time. Man, cause God need us. He need us to have money to support his kingdom, man. Cause God's kingdom can't be supported no other way but through the saints, through his people. So God need us to own stuff. Man, listen, I'm saying, I've been everywhere, bro, this year already. I've been on trips all over. Man, my daughter and them, man, they had so much stuff. Man, I've been all over, and it just started, man. And we finna take off again, man. That's the God we serve, man. It's fun, man. You just got to be willing. Listen.
Right.
I ain't smoking nothing. I don't smoke nothing. But, man, God keep me, you know, lit. You know what I'm saying? He keeps me 100, man. You know what I'm saying? He keeps me, you know what I'm saying? I'm at peace with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm at peace with that. I don't need that, man, to feel good. You know, the energy, the power, the passion of God that gets inside of you and come through the Holy Spirit, man, and as he renew your mind, bro, man, you be straight, man. It's a trick of the enemy, bro. He don't want you to know that Jesus said it. Listen to me, bro. He said, I came that you may have life. That word life just don't mean eternal life. It means a God quality of life. It means a first-class lifestyle. And he said, I want you to have it and have it more abundantly, bro. God don't just want us to be average. We don't, listen, man, God want us to have money to be able to be a blessing to him, self, and others. That was rich in the Bible, man. So, man, you can have fun, man. You can go to your friend's stuff, you know, you ain't got to get involved with, you know what I'm saying, all that other stuff, you know. Some people got clean stuff, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be afraid, you know what I'm saying? And when you ain't God, you know you ain't God. You can hold yourself, bro, you know what I'm saying? But if you can't stay away,
right.
But I can, you know, I've been walking with it for a while. So I don't want the weak, the little baby, the babies in Christ, you know what I'm saying, to get caught up. But girl, I'm good, bro. I'm good. And I can go there and not condemn nobody. I can pray for them, you know what I'm saying? And people like that, you know what I'm saying? They like to see saints having fun and not condemning them, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And the Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he's the King. So, you know, man, no, they just got to get there. But, man, I have a lot of fun.
Awesome. And I know how you be living life, and that's because that's the Holy Ghost within you. And I know we got 96 left on the airways. I know you got to get ready for your ministry on Facebook Live at 7. So I know you got to get ready to prepare.
But not today. It's every Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's every Monday. Yeah, I do it every Monday. Every Monday. 7.
Okay.
7 to 7:30. Yeah, man, awesome. So, I enjoy doing that, man. It's been a blessing, you know. People being blessed, man, that's what it's all about, man. People being blessed.
That's what it's all about. We got 60 seconds left on the airway. G-Mo, you have any final remark for the last 60 seconds?
Listen, you know, my prayer that man would give God, you know, give God the opportunity to be God. If you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do is ask him to come into your life. Ask him to come into your life and to become your Lord and Savior. You know, give him an opportunity. If you're struggling, go to God. You don't run from God. You go to God. Go to God. Listen, God on your side regardless. The Bible said nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Now, if you die without him, though, you'll be lost for eternity. But you ain't got to be lost, though. You got a chance. We living under grace. Give God the opportunity. Give him the chance for he can show you a better life.
Amen. Y'all heard it here live. And we're about to get ready to get off the air. I want everybody to have a great evening. Enjoy your evening with your family, friends. Y'all heard it here. And we're going to be back Friday on Impact Voice. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.